problem is all inside your head, Dean says to thee. Seems like you're dreaming as you're listening to me. We all must rise up now and keep our country free. There must be 50 ways to dump the W. Now it's really never been my habit to intrude, but it don't take a rocket scientist to see we're being screwed. So just raise your voices. Don't be afraid of being rude. There must be 50 ways to dump the W. 50 ways to dump the W. Just fill up the bat hat. Talk to your clan friend. Tell your good old boys, boy. Just listen to me. Stop wondering why, guy. We got the virtual state fried. What's the first team free be? Keep your country free. Dean said it's sad to see this nation in such pain. It'll be a long, hard road before we all can smile again. We all knew about that. So we started building for those better days. Dean said embrace each other through this darkest night. And if we all work together, this whole world will see the light. And I woke up and I realized we've got to stand and fight. There must be 50 ways to dump the W. 50 ways to dump the W. 50 million ways to dump the W.
Blame illegal immigrants for driving down wages. Blame Congress. Republicans in Congress have to stop saying that the problem with Mexicans coming over the border is they keep wages down. You know what keeps wages down? The fact that Congress hasn't raised the minimum wage since 1997. 1997, when my dealer still had a beeper. Car dealer, what'd I say? Yes, newsflash, Congress controls what the minimum wage is. Who do you think it was, the valet parking team at Tony Roma's? And upping the minimum wage would affect wages. It has to, the word wage is right in it. Even George Bush could understand that. Maybe not. The point is, the elephant in the room is that no one can live on minimum wage, and that we are making a whole swath of our society, tens of millions of people, live like animals, so that the luckier segment can live with indulgences their parents never dreamed of. Do you know that most upper middle class people nowadays never clean their own toilet or do their own laundry until they go to rehab? Sometimes not even then. Adjusted for inflation, the minimum wage is actually lower than it was in 1968, the year George Bush graduated from Yale, and that is unforgivable. And the wage thing is bad, too. People like to tell themselves that these immigrants do the jobs Americans won't do. Not true. Americans will pick fruit in the hot sun, but not at 5:15 an hour. Trust me, if some of these jobs paid real wages, your wife would be having sex with a Jewish gardener. Americans want the contributions of the poor and the immigrant without having to actually see them or be among them. Which is why I suggest, instead of building a wall on the border, we build a Walmart. It would be 1,950 miles long, or the size of a normal Walmart. And there would still be just the one register open. But it would solve this problem. Because if we built this Walmart exactly on the border, the Americans could come through the front door and shop, and the Mexicans could come through the back door and work. and then go home the same way at night, unless they got locked in. It is Walmart. In summation, I am not saying that raising the minimum wage is going to solve the illegal immigration problem. That can only be solved by arming Lou Dobbs. But $5 an hour in an America where the luckier ones spend that on a coffee is a cruel joke. And if you don't believe me, do what I do. Listen to the voices of those poor souls who are making this paltry sum. Of course, I have to. They're my staff.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
You'll be able to see a technology, technology that will enable you to converse with somebody on long distance, and it seems like the person's right there in the room.
This comes as oil prices today shot up to over $75 a barrel. That's a record. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York is calling for a federal investigation into whether oil companies are manipulating capacities to keep prices high. And Senator Schumer is joining us now live from New York. Senator, thanks very much for joining us. Do you have hard evidence that ExxonMobil or any of the major oil companies in the United States are engaged in price gouging?
Well, there isn't hard evidence because no one can get a look at their books. But, Wolf, it's common sense. You don't need a PhD in economics to simply look at the amount of supply, the amount of demand on the world market a month ago, look at it today and say the price of gasoline shouldn't have gone up 40 cents. What these oil companies do is they use the slightest pretext to raise the price, and then the market never brings it down. It's the same thing after Katrina. Should prices have gone up after Katrina? Yes, but not for as long, not as high, and not in as many places. The market, when you have four major international oil companies, no longer sets price, and they look for all kinds of excuses and then just raise the price almost at will.
I spoke earlier today with the chief economist of the American Petroleum Institute, which is the major lobby here in Washington representing the major oil companies. Listen to what he said. Listen to this.
We don't set the price. The market sets the price for these products. The market sets the price for the crude oil. Whatever comes out is a function of the revenues we turn and the costs, and then you get earnings if you have a positive return on that. So saying that we can reduce the price just flies in the face of a market economy.
All right, what do you say to that?
Ask him. Well, we ought to ask him, you know, when the spot market raises the price a couple of dollars, it's reflected at the pump the next day. When the spot market lowers the price by a couple of dollars, it takes weeks for the price to go back down. So something is really wrong. And every economist who's looked at it, business leaders that I have talked to have said, the free market is not working here. And it's logical. When you only have four major producers in the world, you don't get real competition.
Are you suggesting they're colluding with one another?
No, they don't have to collude. And that's the problem here. What they're doing does not violate the law, at least at this point. Rather, when there are only four, there can be what's called price leadership. One guy, they all sort of, without talking to one another, say, okay, when the spot market goes up, we're all going to raise the price together immediately. Why is it, if supply and demand were working, when the oil that's in the pipeline should be sold at the price that was on the spot market 2-3 weeks ago when it was actually refined and bought, but it's not. And so in case after case, on the West Coast got no Gulf oil. Why was it after Katrina their prices went up exactly the same as it did on the East Coast? There is no competition. And this administration has not done anything to change that. The FTC has been muzzled. The recent call just today of Speaker Hastert and Senator Frist for the FTC to do a real investigation, same thing I've been calling for the last few weeks, is welcome. And maybe now we'll get some real changes. And then there's one other thing, Wolf. We don't have any long-term policy on energy independence either, and that is a fault not just of George Bush, but endemic throughout Washington. Go ahead.
I was going to say ExxonMobil has made record profits in the billions and billions of dollars. Their retiring chairman and CEO got a compensation package, a retirement package, well over $150 million, but when you add in all the stock options, closer to $400 million. Do you have a problem with either of that, the enormous profits that ExxonMobil, for example, is making and the compensation that their top executives are reaping?
I have less problem with the compensation and much more problem with the record profits, because it's the record profits that take the money out of people's pockets. Once they make their profits, what they want to do with it is a different story. But why are they making record profits? Why? Well, when you ask yourself, it's because they have the power to set prices. There is no longer a supply and demand equation, and we should never have let Exxon and Mobil merge, and that was done under a Democratic administration.
Are you among those supporting a windfall profit tax on the oil companies?
The first thing I'd support is this FTC investigation. If they find that there's regular gouging, if they find, as I believe they will if they do a fair investigation, that there's no supply and demand, some kind of federal action should be taken to keep the oil companies in line. I'd even look at exploring going back to the days of 15 or 20 oil companies, not just four.
Chuck Schumer is the senior senator from New York. Thanks, Senator Schumer, for joining us.
Thanks, Wolf.
And let's stay in New York. Jack Cafferty's got the Cafferty file. Jack?
Yeah, thanks, Wolf. The question for the viewers tonight is, do you really expect the government will do anything about high gasoline prices? A lot of mail for Friday night. Jim writes, yes, the government should double or even triple the price of gas. Use the windfall to create a national health care program. Tom in Richmond, Indiana, why should we expect a pro-business government to do anything about profits of big oil when the general public continues to buy vehicles that don't give good fuel economy? The better question is, why do we demand the government save us from ourselves? Matthew in Kailua Kona, Hawaii. Here's a way for the government to do something about our addiction to oil. Institute World War II-style gas rationing. Our president keeps reminding us that we're in a war, so maybe the folks on the home front should make a few sacrifices as well. Gas rationing would cut our dependence on all oil and would entice consumers to buy more fuel-efficient cars. Ron in Austin, Texas. Jack, unfortunately, we need high gas prices to force all the stupid people out of SUVs and trucks and to give renewable energy a chance to grow. If we don't start now, it'll be too late. $3 or higher gas must stay from now on, even if it hurts. And Pete in South Setauket, New York. Since many members of Congress get money from these oil companies, they'd legalize gay marriage before they even think about solving this problem.
Pat. Let me tell you, if there is a shooting war, oil will not go to 100 a barrel. It'll go to 200
a barrel
overnight.
Mild-mannered president. It goes from the great communicator to the decider.
I am the decider.
I am the decider. It's not even a word. He is the president, and he makes decisions. Here come the decider. Here come the decider.
When you heard that, did it strike you in that same way? Did it take you a couple of minutes to process that he had just referred to himself as the decider?
But in some way, you just go, thank you. You just go, God bless, thank you. Another gift. It's like when he said, what's the question that's not asked? Is our children learning? And then the decider just seems to be a progression. You just kind of go, every time he stands next to Tony Blair, I just want to put a telethon number. You know, it's like, scary. Everybody next to him has a T-shirt. I'm with stupid. It's like, it's amazing, but, you know, he said it in a moment. It's always in that one moment of he's off book, and I'm the decider.
I always get the sense that he gets competitive, and he gets himself riled up, and mm-hmm. that's when this sort of...
The other person
the goof,
shows.
Right, the other fellow.
The other guy goes, I'm the decider. Come on, Timmy, we got to get back on the bus. Okay.
And every episode of The Decider ends with him walking slowly alone on the highway.
Yeah,
as he walks.
The Decider.
Right, exactly.
A simple town, one man, no
decided
choices.
Just ends, him in a fork in the road, and he just stands
the
there.
The Decider going, and then walking back that way.
The decider goes back in time. The decider. Meanwhile, the governor will fight against him. I will tell them, I'm an Austrian man, governor of California against immigration. Very well.
Yeah,
I'm not really against it, I'm just trying to put certain limitations on it.
Didn't you immigrate?
Yes, a long time ago. I came here with a dream, a couple of leg weights, and some steroids. But that's a different case now that I'm here. A lot of people don't know that.
Many people don't realize this, was sent from the future to destroy himself.
Well, he actually said that. He said, if you
could
go...
Really?
Well, I think at one point they said, is there anything if you could do? He said, if I could go back in time, like in the Terminator, I would go back and stop myself from having the proposition election I just had. And at that point, you're going, whatever you're smoking, God bless you.
He didn't want to go back and, like, stop the Kennedy assassination.
I want to go back and stop myself from doing the proposition vote that I just spent $190 million to have a vote, and they said to vote for spending money.
And they said they shot it down.
They shot it down, and you just spent basically $90 million to realize we don't want to spend any more money.
You know why? He's thinking like a Hollywood executive.
He's going like, hey, if we lose, hey, we can lose more.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep rounding around.
If we make a sequel, we can even lose more.
Are you still living out there? Are you living in California?
Yeah, I live in California. It's basically, it's a wonderful place, except for every... But we're okay now.
They're not still. They haven't had... You guys have had a good 6 months with them.
A good 6 months before you go. And people get kind of blasé. You'll be having lunch and the people...
A little spill. Just a little something.
And then you get like your rainy seasons and you have your mudslides and you have your forest fires and pretty much after that. And people, you know, they rebuild in the same place and you're going at a certain point, you're going, pfft. And they always say, why'd you build there? We love the view. You know, and you go like, I know, but you're on a fault line.
Weren't you living up, when you were living up in, maybe it was Northern California, wasn't there some crazy, like, landslide and all the houses that were near you started dropping over the
cliff? Yeah, it was basically three blocks away, the Army Corps of Engineers had put together.
They do great work.
They do some incredible work. Folks in Louisiana going, well, thank you very much. Hey, this year's Mardi Gras parade, they're all floats right now. Coming on down. We're throwing out beads and life preservers. There you go. And that lovely man from FEMA. Whoa, Wilbur. That's always good. Get the Arabian horse guy to take care of the disasters. Even the horse is going, you didn't do that good with us. Why do we get that? Hey, come on, it'll be good. Get OJ for Food and Drug Administration. People on it. Yeah, come on.
You're having a lot of fun with this, you know.
Well, it's good to be on a show where you can actually talk about stuff.
I don't know. I don't watch this film.
No.
Crass. Are you going to go back out on the road? Are you going to go back and you know, get all this stuff flying around in your head? Are you going to go back out on stage?
I think it's a good time to go back out. I mean, after seeing you on the Oscars, I'm going, we can do this. I love the fact that, you know, they always have those weird dance numbers. Like you said, if you're ever near a burning car walking in slow motion, it's not a great idea. I was on the Oscars one year, and they had a tap dance tribute to Private Ryan. At that point, there's
we're
even
storming
a...
We're in the beach.
We're throwing grenades and moving. All Germans are dancing. It's like, what?
It works for the people.
And now, a dance tribute to Rise of the Will. A tribute to Leni Riefenstahl, but first...
I look forward to seeing you when you're back on the road. If you ever see this man live on stage...
And this man, too, is incredible, and also... Please stop.
Harvey's in the theaters everywhere on
He was
Friday.
In Death to Smoochie.
Robin Williams in Death to Smoochie, everybody!
Pride and joy.
You at the Sunday game, standing next to what's his name
on our anniversary. Yeah, with the family.
You and me and our memories. This is us.
This is us.
Beautiful. Emmy Lou, good to see you again.
So good to see you.
Beautiful. Sounded great. Mark, nice to have you here, sir. Mark Knopfler, Emmy Lou Harris, ladies and gentlemen.
Smurfs have gotten older and the smurfiest yet is Smurfette.
I just want to get a new house. I'm just tired of living in the same village and everybody's blue. Where's the pizza? You ate the last pizza, bitch.
We can get more.
Shut up. I can't sleep.
It was afternoon, but Smurfette wanted to sleep, so we smurfed for pizza.
I hate this house and all the f***ing mushrooms. You guys, I want pizza.
Hello, Smurfette. We're smurfing a trap for that no-good cat, Azrael.
He's gonna find a not-so-smurfy surprise.
I think it's f***ing stupid.
You mean smurfing stupid.
Papa, my f*** itches.
You mean your smurf itches.
Oh, yeah, right.
We decided to take Smurfette to the gynecologist because her IUD keeps popping out.
Doctor, while you're in there, can you pierce my Smurf? And then pierce her Smurf?
No, I don't want to do that, Mama.
Mama,
please don't make me
fun.
Do that.
You're doing it.
What's these bad green lit this show?
How about this? You realize today is the 75th anniversary of the Empire State Building, ladies and gentlemen. 75th anniversary. Here's a little historical fact about the Empire State Building. It's the only American landmark ever to have a giant ape on top of it. Unless you consider Maria Shriver a landmark. There's Paul Stanley.
Whoever we are, wherever we're from, we should have noticed by now our behavior is dumb. And if our chances expect to improve, it's going to take a lot more than trying to remove the other race or the other whatever from the face of the planet altogether. They call it the Earth, which is a dumb kind of name, but the name did right because we behave the same. We are dumb all over. Dumb all over, yes we are. Dumb all over, near and far. Dumb all over, black and white. People, he is not reptile. Nerds on the left, nerds on the right. Religious fanatics on the air every night. Saying the Bible tells the story. Makes the details sound real gory about what to do. Over there, don't believe in the book we got over here. You can't run a race without no feet. And pretty soon there won't be no street for dummies to jog on or doggies to dog on. Religious fanatics can make me all gone. I mean, it won't blow up and disappear. It'll just look ugly for a thousand years. You can't run a country by a book of religion. Not by a heap or a lump or a smidgen of foolish rules of ancient date designed to make you all feel great while you fold, spindle, and mutilate those unbelievers from a neighboring state. Two arms, hooray, that's great. Two legs ain't bad unless there's a crate they ship the parts to mama in. For souvenirs, 2 years, get down. Not his, not hers, but what the hey. The good book says it's gotta be that way. But their book says, revenge the crusades. With whips and chains and hand grenades. Two arms, have another and another. Our God says there ain't no other. Our God says it's all okay. Our God says this is the way. It says in the book, burn and destroy. Repent and redeem and revenge and deploy and rumble thee forth to the land of the unbelieving scum on the other side. Cause they don't go for what's in the book and that makes them bad. existence. While we have the real estate just where we need it. To use again for temples in which to praise our God. Because he can really take care of business. And when his humble TV servant with humble white hair and humble glasses and a nice brown suit and maybe a blonde wife who takes phone calls tells us our God says it's okay to do this stuff, then we gotta do it. Because if we don't do it, we ain't wide up to heaven. Depending on which book you're using at the time, can use theirs, it won't work, it's all lies, gotta use mine, ain't that right? That's what they say every night, every day. Hey, we can't really be dumb if we're just following God's orders. Let's get serious, God knows what he's doing. He wrote this book here, and the book says he made us all to be just like him. So if we're dumb, then God is dumb, and maybe even a little ugly on the side.